Good morning. Merry Christmas. One day, a couple of Episcopal priests were standing on the side of the road outside of their church, and they were both holding up signs that read, "The end is near. Turn around before it's too late." As the first car drove by, the driver rolled down his window and yelled, "Take a hike and leave us alone, you religious nuts." Suddenly, from around the curve, screeching tires and a big crash was heard. The clergy briefly exchanged glances with each other, and a few moments later, one of the priests turned to the other and said, "You know, maybe we should change our sign to read, 'The bridge is out.'" Sometimes things don't turn out like we expect them to, do they? And after hearing today's lessons, some of us might be wondering, did we miss something? Where's the Christmas story? Where are the shepherds and the angels and the wise men? Where's Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus? I mean, that's the story we expect to hear on Christmas, isn't it? Well, interestingly enough, only Luke mentions the angels and shepherds, and Matthew is the only gospel that includes a visit from the wise men. Meanwhile, Mark skips over the whole thing altogether. And in today's gospel, according to John, we get an entirely different Christmas story, one that might seem boring, especially compared to an exciting cast of shepherds, angels, and wise men. But what John records in today's gospel may be the most significant part of the Christmas story. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then John goes on to say, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us." Now first, we have to remember that John was writing for Greeks. And the Greek for word, which is used over and over again in today's text, is logos, where we get the term logic. In fact, the Greeks would have automatically recognized the word, or logos, as the creative wisdom or logic that generated all there was and all there is in the universe. So upon first glance, the Greeks probably thought John was beginning his gospel by presenting another concept, another argument, or another explanation about the Word. But as we know, John wasn't talking about an idea to be discussed and debated. John was describing an event which changed the world forever. John tells us that the power of God doesn't lie in an idea or a point of view or an intellectual argument, but in a person, the Word that became flesh and lived among us. Unfortunately, I think a lot of Christianity these days gets reduced to the discussion of an idea or set of beliefs. Now, of course, our beliefs and our doctrine matter, but Christianity is not simply about following the rules and believing in a correct set of beliefs. After all, according to Scripture, even the devil believes in God, right? And as we know, it's possible to adhere to all the right doctrine and remain completely unaffected. It's possible to believe in all the right things and still be miserable people. If we are hurting, if we feel empty, if we are afraid, if we are in trouble, a better idea is not going to save us. What we need to be saved is the Word that became flesh and lived among us. When leprosy broke out among the people of the Hawaiian Islands in the middle of the 19th century, the government authorities responded by establishing a leper colony on the island of Molokai. The victims were taken by force from their families, and they were sent to this remote island to die. upon hearing about this awful situation, there was a young Catholic priest by the name of Father Damien who voluntarily left the comfort of his home in Belgium and moved to Molokai. For 16 years, he lived among the lepers. He learned to speak their language. He embraced the bodies no one else dared to touch. He bandaged their wounds. He preached to a people that otherwise would have been left completely alone to die. He organized schools. He organized bands and choirs. He built homes so that the lepers could have shelter. He built thousands of coffins with his own hands so that when they did die, they could be buried with dignity. Thanks to Father Damien, it was said that the island of Molokai became a place to live rather than to die. Father Damien wasn't careful about keeping his distance. He did nothing to separate himself from the lepers. He ate with them, he laughed with them, he cried with them, he got close to them. Then one Sunday morning in 1885, Father Damien began his sermon not with the customary brothers and sisters, but simply, "We lepers." Now he wasn't just helping them. Now he was one of them. From that day onward, he wasn't just a visitor on their island. He was in their skin. First, he had chosen to live as they lived, and now he would die as they died. Now they were in this thing together. 2,000 years ago, on that first Christmas, when the Word became flesh and lived among us, God came to our island earth and began his message, "We lepers." Now he wasn't just helping us, he was one of us. Now he was in our skin. Now we were in this thing together. This is the heart of the Christmas story. The creator of everything that was and is, the Word, the Logos, loves us so much that he willingly chose to leave the safety beyond the stars and the galaxies and entered into the suffering of this world to be with you and me. May we be blessed this Christmas day and every day of our lives by remembering and embracing this incredible good news. Today, the Word, the Logos, has come to us once again. Today, God is Emmanuel, God with us. Today, God has come among us not as an idea or set of beliefs, but in a person, a child, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas.